Political parties have intensified campaigning for the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Addressing a public rally at Dumka Airport ground in Jharkhand, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said that action will be further intensified against corrupt people after the 4th of June. Polling will be held in three constituencies, Godda, Dumka and Sahibganj of Santhal region of Jharkhand, during the final phase of elections on the 1st of June. BJP President J.P. Nadda will address three election meetings tomorrow in Deoghar, while senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address election rallies on May the 30th. In Bihar, JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar addressed a rally in Nalanda constituency in Astawa. He attacked RJD Chief Lalu Prasad for propagating dynastic politics. RJD Chief Lalu Prasad said, "This time in Lok Sabha elections, the fight is for saving reservation and the Indian constitution." Talking to media in Patna, he said, "The 400-plus seat claim of the BJP will fall flat in this election." RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav also held a public meeting in Buxar. In Uttar Pradesh, Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Yogi Adityanath campaigned today for film star and BJP nominee from Gorakhpur, Ravi Kishan. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in North 24 Parganas district in support of Barasat and Bashirhat Lok Sabha constituencies of West Bengal today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said there is zero tolerance for corruption under his rule. The Prime Minister said Congress and the INDIA bloc do not care for common people and they only care for themselves. He said people of Mathwa community in West Bengal are being given citizenship under CAA. Mr. Modi said women are being empowered under his government. In Mizoram, at least 12 people died this morning due to a landslide at Limen, about 4 kilometers from Aizawl. Rescue operations are in full swing. Cyclone Rimal has triggered heavy rain and strong winds since last night. 6 persons have died in Cyclone Rimal-related incidents in West Bengal. Rain and gusty winds have stopped into 24 Parganas districts, Kolkata and adjoining districts. Due to the effect of Rimal, a large section is under water in the coastal areas of South and North 24 Parganas districts. Sea water has entered into agricultural land and fisheries in the coastal areas. However, people have started returning from government shelters to their homes. Heavy rain continues to lash across Kerala, mainly in the southern parts of the state. A red alert has been issued in Kottayam and Ernakulam districts, with an orange alert in 3 other districts. The Meteorological Department forecasts heavy downpours in the coming days in Pathanamthitta, Alappuzha, Kottayam, Ernakulam and Idukki districts. Many regions in Thiruvananthapuram and Ernakulam districts are flooded, with low-lying areas in many parts of the state facing severe waterlogging. The National Investigation Agency has arrested 5 individuals in a major operation against an organized human trafficking and cyber fraud syndicate. The joint operation with state police forces spanned 6 states and union territories, leading to searches at 15 locations yesterday. The arrested individuals from Vadodara, Gopalganj, Southwest Delhi, Gurugram and Chandigarh were part of a network that lured Indian youth abroad with false job promises. After hitting record highs in the previous session, the Indian benchmark indices entered consolidation mode today. Despite a positive start, the market fluctuated between gains and losses throughout the session. However, selling in the last hour pulled the indices down to their lowest point of the day. At close, the Sensex was down 220 points or 0.29% at 75,170 and the Nifty was down 44 points or 0.19% at 22,888. India has announced an immediate relief assistance of $1 million to support relief, rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts to Papua New Guinea in the wake of the devastating landslide. A massive landslide occurred on the 24th of this month in Enga province in Papua New Guinea, which buried hundreds of people and caused major destruction and loss of life. In French Open tennis, ace Indian players Rohan Bopanna and Yuki Bhambri will start their campaign in the men's doubles first round in Paris today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.